short day on Wall Street, it didn't matter. Stocks trended lower. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 23rd of November. If you celebrated Thanksgiving, we hope it was wonderful. In other business news today, the dreams of Black Friday and the hope of Sears. Kohl's, by the way, had a great day yesterday. Several retail stores reported troubles with their online stores. Those stories, and you'll meet Liz from Gilroy's Restaurant in West Des Moines. They're hosting our Out to Lunch series for the next several weeks, and we thought we'd talk a little bit about them for a change. We'll wrap up the week with Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, with stuff to do in the metro. All of this coming up on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. And me personally, yeah, you can do that as well. I'm at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, for the week, the major indexes all dropped more than 3%. They also had their biggest loss for a Thanksgiving week since 2010, and you know what was going on back then. For the most part, we can blame the technology sector and oil. And it was a short session today. As the markets closed at 1 p.m., we will have all the numbers coming up later in the broadcast. Well, it's Black Monday. Of course it's Black Monday, which means shoppers are flocking to malls to score big discounts, knock out much of their holiday shopping, or just plain uphold some family traditions of going shopping on Black Friday. But for Sears, the big question is how many of those shoppers will its stores draw? This year, Sears and Kmart is trying to bring back shoppers to ensure a future for the company, and some of its stores anyway. So how big a deal is today anyway? While the trend toward spreading the deals throughout the month of November has diminished Black Friday's status as the kickoff to the holiday shopping season, an estimated, get this, 164 million people still plan to shop between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. That according to the National Retail Federation. Black Friday, that would be today, remains the most popular day during that period, drawing about 71% of those consumers. And that's an opportunity for Sears to win back customers during what the company executives have branded as a critical holiday season. Shoppers at local stores today found shelves full of merchandise and discounts, but not aisles filled with customers, and the long checkout lines that were evident at competitors were mostly absent at Sears. We'll know more by, say, Monday. In more retail news, Kohl's said it had a record day of online sales this Thanksgiving as the retailer kicked off many of its Black Friday deals on its website at midnight that morning. And get this, 80% of the traffic online came from mobile devices. Other retailers like Target and Walmart are also reporting strong showing of online shoppers during Thanksgiving. The momentum could ultimately be taking away from Black Friday, with some people saying there are fewer lines at malls and outside stores this morning. Online Thanksgiving sales totaled $3.7 billion. That's a lot of money. That's up 28% from a year ago. And that makes Thursday the fastest growing day for e-commerce sales in history. Thursday was also the first day of 2018 to see $1 billion in sales from smartphones, with shoppers spending 8% more online yesterday compared with a year ago. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Did you catch that thing? Did you catch that? 80% of the content is being delivered to smartphones? Yeah, telling you. Earlier today, Lowe's told shoppers its website was down for maintenance on one of the biggest holidays of the year. What? The retailer told shoppers on Twitter the website would be available soon. It is now, by the way. Some frustrated shoppers said on Twitter that they were going to rivals like Sears or Home Depot. Hey, what is Lowe's troubles could be Sears' gain, right? Lowe's was not the only retailer to suffer a glitch today. J. Crew earlier in the day said it, too, was having difficulties, as was Lululemon. Stocks fell today as some of the most popular technology shares were under pressure once again, while a steep drop in oil prices also weighed on the equities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by over 178 points to 24,285. S&P 500 pulled back by over 0.6% to close at 26,32. The NASDAQ Composite dipped 0.5% to close at 69,38. The Dow and S&P 500 posted their worst Black Friday performance since 2010. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ had its worst Black Friday since 2011. For the week, the major indexes all dropped by more than 3%. They also had their biggest loss for a Thanksgiving week since 2010. Yeah, that. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet all fell today. Apple, which has fallen by more than 25% since hitting an all-time high earlier this year, dropped by 2.2% after the Wall Street Journal reported the company plans to cut prices for the iPhone XR in Japan because it ain't selling well. Yeah, the iPhone XR, it's not selling in Japan, so they're going to cut prices, it looks like. Stocks were also under pressure today as crude oil prices plunged. Oil fell by more than 7.5% to $50.39 a barrel, reaching its lowest level for the year. On the global front, China stocks fell today in anticipation of a U.S.-China trade talk. The Shanghai Composite dropped 2.5%, while the Shenzhen A-share index pulled back 3.7%. Gold today traded down $4.60 to $1,223.40 an ounce. And once again, that crude oil, that's just been quite a deal. Across the board, it was down by over 7.5% to $50.39 a barrel, which should make travel cheaper this holiday season. And the 10-year Treasury, that fell just a bit to 3.03%. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Liz. Who's Liz? She's one of the managers at Gilroy's. And Gilroy's is, well, they're our host restaurant for our Out to Lunch segment. So we thought we'd sit down, learn a little bit more about Liz, learn a little bit more about Gilroy's. And it's all for you on a Restaurant of the Week segment. Gilroy's, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.